I don't know much about the Swiss. However, their flag's a big plus.
Yeah, I think that's science.
No, I don't.
I don't think Doogie gets it.
I don't get it. Oh, because of the flag. I don't like that at all, man.
just because it went right over your head.
No,
first.
No, it's just that one. That one's not funny.
none of them are funny. That's what's funny about it.
Last week's was funny.
No, not really.
Last week's was funny.
Get it out of there.
Sound effects. Yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah, I knew it.
Look at the listeners going.
Anything but credible?
What's up? Welcome back to the Anything But Credible podcast, aka the ABC pod. Damn, Joe.
Wow. I'm sorry.
That's what happens when you eat tuna and hot sauce, bro.
Guests are here. Guests in here.
If you didn't hear, yeah.
Welcome back.
Joe always burps.
Welcome back, everybody. We are super happy to have you because it is episode 70. That's right. That means it is a special episode. We got some good stuff in store today. But first, it's only right that we go around the table to see who we got. To my left, Griff. What's up? Oh, Uncle Griff, actually. What's up, dude?
Uncle Griff, that's a new name. Yeah, the one and only. And
y'all can't clone me. Got a lot of haters, got a lot of homies.
What he said.
He wants those 16 bars.
Keith's full of the quotes today.
They could clone me. We've talked about this. But
that's true.
I'm good.
Good.
A little bit tired, but we'll make it through.
Yeah, you'll be all right, Griff. To my right, as always, Killer K. What's up, Keith?
What's going on, everybody?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. And to join us for the special episode, my God, it has been way too long. We've talked about him multiple times with multiple people on multiple episodes, but he's finally back.
Woo woo.
Our official Squatch correspondent, Mr. Flo Helly. What's up, Flo? What's up, Joe? What's going on, man?
Oh, not much.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a very long time.
Very nice.
A very long time.
We fancy, huh?
Yeah.
You guys moving up in the world.
Yeah.
Better believe it.
Listen, my name is Dugs. As we said, super happy to have you guys with us. It's going to be we're going to have a good time, some good conversations. But first, I feel like it's only right to, Joe, I got to ask you, man. I mean, it's been such a long period of you not being here. Do we have any Squatch updates?
How many Squatches have you seen?
Like, seriously, what's going on?
Give me
man?
The tally.
We need to know.
I've been struggling. I just feel like I let you guys down.
You're right.
So not a Sasquatch?
Not one, no.
Unacceptable.
Now, I think it's fair to say that Joe hasn't been on for at least a year.
And now you all know why.
2017, at least.
Wow.
I can't. Yeah, the last time I was on, I had that pretty solid story. But
yeah.
That was old studios. That's been a long time.
Well, so it's been a year. Well, at least no Squatches, but where have you been? I mean, have you been around any trips? I know you went on at least a couple.
It's been so long.
Cause you went to Florida, right?
Yeah, I went to Florida. No beach Squatches.
Did you pick up any brain amoebas? Amoebas?
Would I know?
No, you wouldn't. That's a good point. That's a good point.
You'd be dumber.
Then maybe I did.
You trying to say something, Griff, right now? He's implying.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else? Wow. Other than Florida, where else?
Wow.
I mean, you've been around Missouri a little bit, obviously, but anywhere else outside?
No, I've just been hanging out in North City. It's been great.
That Squatchy area up there?
Not so much, no. If you want to see a lot of speeding cars and blown stop signs, got you there.
Oh, well, that's, okay. I mean, if Squatches drove cars, good chance. Leadfoot, probably.
Maybe they don't believe in traffic laws.
Maybe they don't want me to see them, so they're just like, there's the Squatch guy.
Yep.
Skirt. Gotta keep going.
So true.
That's the Anything But Credible Squatch guy.
Yep.
Shit.
Dude, hit the gas. Let's go. Don't. Let's get out of here, man.
Not this red light. Not today. No. This is not how I'm getting caught.
Do they, like, make Squatch calls out the windows or anything at you? Like,
no, they're trying to hide. They're quiet.
Yeah, okay,
I guess.
Come on.
They're probably calling.
They know who he is.
Yeah.
They're probably calling until they see Joe. Then they're, oh, shit, hit the gas, you know? Yeah.
Well, you need to be sneakier.
True. It's hard being sneaky in that orange vest.
Fuck. Sticking out. Can you at least get, like, a little camo print on it or something?
No. Mm.
I don't want to get hit by a car.
Yeah,
seems like the worst idea.
That's so true.
Well, I feel like it's only right that the Anything But Credible Squatch correspondent doesn't have any solid, credible Bigfoot evidence. I feel like it's only right.
It does make sense.
We'll let you off the hook, Joe. But
are you asking for my resignation?
No. We're keeping you around because I have faith in you, man. I really do. Keep up the good work,
Joe.
I feel like
I am hoping to go
the next trip.
Go out of town soon, though. So maybe I can step it up.
Okay.
Here we go. Maybe we'll get you on a phone call, then an out of town call like last time.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, either way, man, super happy to have you back. It's nice to have you back in the studio. Keith, Griff, fellas, it has been a week.
Indeed.
What's up with you guys? How you doing?
Good. I mean, it's exhausted, but it's a little bit sicker earlier this week.
I was going to say, why are you so tired, man?
But to be fair, Griffith's kind of always tired.
It's kind of true. And then the work.
He's always sick. And he's then always work. Sick.
Yeah. It's just an exaggeration. But
I lived with you for a year. It is not.
I get sick sometimes.
sounds like all the time.
No, I mean, certainly not all the time. That seems crazy. But
this fucking guy.
But yeah, and then work was just, you know, a lot. So, but hey, we made it through. It's Friday night. So
that's right.
Fucking
yes, sir.
Great.
Glass half full. I like it. Keith, what's up with you, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Besides a few things.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What's on your mind, man?
Sitting at dinner, Monday night. In Breadco.
Breadco, okay.
Eating my bacon turkey Bravo.
Money.
Right? Okay.
That's
my order. Yep.
Just eating it, you know, having a good old time. All of a sudden, guy to the right of me, like probably from me to Tim away, whips out his acoustic guitar and starts playing it in the middle of Breadco.
That's dope as fuck.
No,
that pissed me off, dude.
No.
Like, I was about to tip him a dollar, just shut the fuck up. Like, that's the last thing I wanted to hear was some dude playing Jingle Bells on his fucking guitar.
She just Belushi'd in then.
Was it good?
Taken and broken into a million pieces.
I should have.
Was he at least good, though?
Like, he could tickle the strings, but, like, I wasn't wanting to hear it at that point in time.
He actually sent us a video.
Yeah. I have a video. I'll post it.
Not to bring you down, but I don't think it was too bad.
Oh
no, the guy playing wasn't bad. No, it's just
like his volume. Oh. He wasn't overly loud. He was keeping to himself.
Here's the thing, though. People go to Breadco to work also and to like study.
That's true.
Like it's like the library of restaurants.
That's true.
So you absolutely don't just start playing a guitar then.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
dude.
You're right.
You don't start unless you're a mariachi band. You don't start playing a guitar in a restaurant just randomly.
Yeah, you got to have at least like a couple other people with you.
I don't
like
even think they're doing it randomly.
No, they aren't.
Yeah.
They aren't. You're right, Tim. But this guy just infuriated me. It just really, really pissed me off.
Would you feel any differently about it if, like, kind of what you said about the mariachi band, like, what if two or three more people came up, even maybe other guitars, maybe other instruments, and they just kind of had a little jam session? Would you still be as upset?
Oh, I would be even more upset.
What if three doors down just walked in and started jamming?
I don't give a fuck what. If it was Counting Crows, maybe, bro. No, don't care.
Bro, I cannot stop.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Keith, but everyone out there listen, you're going to hear some things that have been happening. It happened in the intro too. It's happened a couple times. I don't know if you picked up on it because other people were talking, but every once in a while during the break, you might hear some kind of acid reflex / buildup happening over it. I don't know what Flo Ellie must have ate. He must be on a squash diet or something.
I just got off work. I barely got over here in time. I ate on the way over and an energy drink.
Tell the world what you ate.
An iguana.
Demodog.
For real though. Like
a QT shit sandwich.
Oh, I thought you said tuna and hot sauce.
Well, that was earlier.
That is a dangerous concoction brewing in there.
Yeah, man. There's something going
earlier
on.
Earlier for lunch it was some tuna in a bag and some how do you say it, Grifford?
Tapito
hot sauce.
That's right. Ooh. By the way. I'm just like putting a little accent on it.
It was a lot.
That's rough.
Sorry,
everybody. To cut you off, Keith.
No, it's all good. I'm just wondering why you guys aren't more pissed about this. He ruined my fucking dinner. Sorry to get so explicit, but
normally I'd play the devil's advocate, you know, for this guitar douche, but I'm too tired. I'll just go ahead and call him a douche.
No, I'd be
thank you, Tim.
Keith. If I was there, I'd be mad for sure. I wasn't there, so I feel your pain though. But also, yeah, I would definitely be upset. I wouldn't just be like, oh, cool, he's playing music. No, I would be mad. For sure. Yeah. I feel you.
Definitely not a bread co.
No,
just the wrong spot. You know,
not the place.
Yeah.
Not the place.
Can't be doing that.
And another thing.
Oh.
Whenever I hear some kind of health supplement and I hear the word toxin, automatically think it's bullshit. I don't know how you guys feel on it, but I'm tired of hearing it releases the toxins from your body and you can expel them. Automatically think it's bullshit.
It is.
What the fuck is You're a toxin? Right. First off,
I mean,
this is fucking pseudoscience.
Yeah.
Pissing me off.
That's exactly what a lot of supplements are pseudoscience.
Isn't toxin a very general, wide
term? They're not regulated.
That could cover a lot of things. I mean, that could be like an X-lax and they'd be saying you're releasing toxins. You know what I mean? Like that could be like,
no, yeah, but you're making yourself have a bowel movement. You're not releasing toxins.
I'm just saying, but if you're selling a health product, you're going to say, we're releasing toxins.
Talked about this before, I think, and like so the idea of cleanses, and there's all different types of cleanses,
are
all bullshit. There's literally a Science Versus, it's a podcast out there,
okay,
and they have one that's all about cleanses, and they basically just dismantle them.
Okay. Listen, I'm not saying that, I'm not calling that they're not bullshit. I'm just saying if you're selling a product, an easy term, a very, I would say an umbrella term would be to use the word toxin. Like you use this and release some toxins. Really, what is it? Like, I feel like even if it makes you just sweat a little bit, that you technically it could be like releasing toxins. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's just definitely a gimmick. I mean, for sure. It's a sales gimmick.
Pisses me off every time I hear it.
Okay. What else you got, man?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Just had to get that off the chest.
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, to explain the toxin thing, I was watching fucking E.T. Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of the extraterrestrial
movie too.
Extraterrestrials. What I was thinking.
No. It was on, and I was watching it, and Gwyneth Paltrow automatically pisses me off.
I don't
too.
Like her.
Starts talking about how she goes to infrared saunas to release all the toxins in her
she
body.
She's definitely one of those people.
And I was like, oh.
She's a weirdo, though. Like, just certified weirdo, though.
Just hearing that word, releasing toxins, like it's actually doing something. You're just sitting in a sauna. You're just baking.
Your body does release toxins, but
you're just sweating.
Filter.
She's just sweating.
Like your liver and shit. That's what cleans your body of toxins.
Yeah.
Not some dumb light. No.
Yeah.
She's like in a tanning bed or something.
Yeah. Hey, that's all it is.
Yeah.
So that's it, man. I just had to get that off my chest.
I feel you, man.
But if I ever see that guitar player again,
it's going down.
Don't catch Keith at that bread co. If you're playing music, don't catch him in the bread co.
Just going to see a pile of splinters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll use one as a freaking toothpick when I'm done.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Get some of that bacon turkey, bravo. That's stuck in the teeth. Get it right up.
I'm a badass. Yeah. Just ask me.
Certifiably.
Under the breath.
You probably keep
talk me. Shit when I walk away.
Dude, you know what, man? You know what would be a classic Keith move? Would be if he just so happened to have his guitar case open and you would be the guy that bitch about it the whole time you're eating and then walk by and throw him like a $5 bill in
that
the guitar
would be
case.
Me.
Hey, man, keep up the good work.
Yeah. Hey, you sound good, man.
And then I'd walk out and say, why the fuck did I do that?
Keep chasing the dream, buddy.
Then you'd come to record the podcast and you'd say, got me again, man.
every time, dude.
Well, listen, I don't really have anything to get off my chest except for like what kind of, I would say, influenced our special episode theme this week. For once, we do not have any trivia, which is different for us.
You guys would have had a chance tonight.
I won last time.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I won a round two, bro.
Well, high and mighty Grifford.
That's right.
And knocking you off your pedestal.
My batting average is still the best here.
Shooting percentage, bro.
Whatever. 85%.
Still sticking to it, huh?
Yes.
Even when you're deathly sick, like tonight?
I'm still shooting for 85%.
Well, listen, here's what I was getting at, though. So last week,
it's an average.
It would have been my flu game.
Oh my God, I'm about to kick you off. Last week we discussed that my birthday was on Monday, the 4th, when this came out, or last week's episode came out. And it had me thinking, man, all week, I just was, you know, with every year getting older, I just can't help but think, man, you know, you think of all these things of that make you realize how even though it's 1 year, I mean, you're happy you made it another year, but you can't help but think of the backside of it, of thinking, man, I'm getting older, you know, whatever it may be.
I definitely feel that way. Like, out of our circle, I'm the oldest one.
Yeah, you're the old kid out of the group, too. Yeah. And so...
Shut up, baby.
Am I not the oldest?
Nah, I think Joe's got you by a month.
Wait, when's your birthday?
June 7th.
Yeah, fuck you, yeah.
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 Well, what it had me thinking was all week was, man, I'm so old. And then I started, for some reason, my brain clicked and was thinking about these things. And I started doing this weird reminiscing thing. And that is what spawned what we are about to get into with the 70th episode. And that is, do you remember when questions? I started thinking, like, man, I'm so old, man. Like, you know, being born in 1990, I mean, I'm just like, do we remember this? Do I remember that? And like, remember these things that aren't things anymore. And so I brought it to you guys and said, hey, how about we come up with these questions? Do you remember when? It can be whatever it is, whatever, food, media, people, whatever events, life or worldwide technology, whatever it is, just write some things down and we'll talk about it. And I know that with some people, we might be showing our age a little bit, but with other people, you know, I mean, we're not the only 90s babies listening or having one, have a podcast, two, to talk about these kind of things. I think this can relate to really any millennial, but especially 90 babies like ourselves.
Yeah. We are the oldest of the 90s babies, though, I guess.
Yes.
I would say.
Well,
you guys are.
We were born in 90.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Right. So
I was born in 91.
Science. So. Yeah. Well.
So here's what I'm saying. For all you youngins out there, bear with us. For all you 90s babies like ourselves, hope you enjoy, and all the older people, you should get a kick out of this too, just for reminiscing wise, I guess. That's a bad way to say it, but
nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah. Great. There you go, Griff. Okay. So I feel
best
like
words.
I feel like we just I don't care who wants to start, but I feel like what we could do is just somebody throws out something that they have, and then we'll talk about it for a few minutes, and then we'll just kind of move on to the next one. You know, and there's not going to be any kind of order. We're not going to say like Griff, then Helly, then Keith, whatever it is. We're just going to kind of have this as a flowing conversation, you know, by tossing these things in here. So who would like to start us off?
Why don't you?
Okay.
Wow. Generous.
So nice.
Yeah, I am. Change.
Well, thanks.
That's fine.
You're not fooling any of us. Dude, random act of kindness.
My charming
person. I should also, don't have a heart.
Will
I,
win you over.
I should also mention that number one, a preface to this, I should mention, some of these things will most likely be very obvious things to people listening. Number two, I have a couple on here that I'm not sure if they're completely gone. Like, I could be wrong about them. I think
if they've gone out of common use,
okay,
it's acceptable. Yeah,
and I think some of these, for those non-St. Louis people out there listening, some of these will be local things, but I think a good chunk of mine are not.
So I don't know if any of mine really are.
Okay, well,
yeah,
that's good.
I don't know
that's
if
good.
Mine are either.
So we'll just flow with it. Okay, so the first thing that actually brought this up was driving home from work. I think it was the day after my birthday, and I was driving by Kings Highway and Gravois, or Gravois and Holly Hills, right? And I looked over. Guys, do you remember when Blockbuster was a thing?
I mean, yeah.
That
one was
terribly long ago.
It was like 6 years ago, man.
That's a long time. But here's
was
the
it
thing.
Like 6 years ago?
I think that's when they finally like folded
shut
it
down the last one.
Yeah. Nobody had been to one in 10, well, you know, yeah. 5 years before that.
Do you remember though? Wasn't it?
I think they still exist in Alaska, for the record.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not completely gone?
No, apparently people be like tourists in Alaska, and like that's something they take pictures of now.
So what they've done in St. Louis is, what I think is hilarious is, they still have video stores. That's still a thing. But instead of all the Blockbuster, they've turned them into family videos that are connected to a pizza place called Marco's. Yeah. And so the whole thing is, you go in there, rent your movie while you're waiting for your pizza to be cooked. Why didn't Blockbuster think that in the first place? I'm not sure. But do people, have you guys, here's the reason that spawns questions.
Blockbuster think of being Netflix?
Well, do you guys. Blockbuster had the chance to buy Netflix.
Yeah. For like very little, like $6 million or something.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Do you guys today though? Since Blockbuster's been gone, do you guys go to a video store?
Fuck,
have you rented
no.
anything?
I do not pirate all my movies.
Well, listen,
I do not do that.
The
Griff has never watched a legal movie.
The age, no comments. But the age that we live in has built me into be a person that if I don't have to deal with human beings, I ain't doing it.
Wow.
Agreed. Straight up.
If I can avoid the phone call,
yeah,
I will.
If I can just press three buttons and not talk to nobody, fuck yeah, that's a happy day. Like, we're doing great.
Wow.
That's why also online pizza delivery, like, is great. Some places need to really step their game up. talking to you, Alicia's.
Alicia's has online delivery.
It's horrible. You can't really do it on your phone. Because it's like, it doesn't adjust the size of your screen.
I always do it on my
phone. You can't even make an app, make it phone friendly.
Yes, it's not phone friendly. I'm not pulling out my laptop for this. No, that's too much.
Well, I always do it on my tablet.
Way too much effort.
So I will just call, and it really puts a drag on my night.
Just a notice, too, for all you people that have the Family Video / Marco combinations. I believe, Griff, that if you get a pizza delivered, you can also have them. Grab a movie on the way out for you.
Okay. I mean, it's a smart, sales.
They got an app.
Here's my thing. I actually, within the last year, I have rented a movie from the Family Video. Something happened and they only had, I was trying to get a throwback movie that I couldn't find anywhere. I forget what it was.
My douchey Blair horror Witch. Movie?
Yeah. Over
Blair,
the top?
Blair, I think it was Blair Witch. And I went
said
in there.
Douchey horror movie before you said
I went in there and got it. And here's the funniest thing, man. So I rented it. It's literally like $2.50. I'm whatever. Then like a week and a half later, I get this phone call from a random number. Hello? Hi, this is Jenny from Family Video. We have on record that you've rented a movie with us recently.
Number one.
Yeah,
problem.
I did. She goes, just want to let you know that we have your number down. So now you can come in anytime from now on and rent a movie for 99 cents. And I was like,
you know what's bad when they're cold calling people like,
yeah,
come run a movie?
Yes.
Please?
For a dollar.
I haven't seen anybody in weeks. I just need to see the
person. You don't even have to watch it.
For $1.
I
was just thinking, it had me thinking about the days of I would go to Blockbuster every fucking weekend.
Dude. You'd have your boys over like fifth grade.
Yeah.
You'd go like get a couple movies and maybe a video game.
Oh, yeah.
More so the video game.
Yeah.
The video games used to be expensive, though.
Yeah, but you got them for 5 days, though, didn't you? You got them from longer.
Well, it depended. If it was a new release, you only got 3 days.
As the days of Blockbuster waned, things got ridiculously cheap.
You got them for like 2 weeks, didn't you? At the end, they let you keep it for like, just keep it for a month.
Dude, I wonder if you went in there.
Well, at the end, they would like waive late fees, so you could basically keep it.
I was gonna say, like, it's gonna go bankrupt. Why not just keep them?
Oh, I think I have some Blockbuster.
Our buddy Dixon has had a few movies and games that he literally ended up buying from Blockbuster for not return.
Yeah, I've done that. I also did that with Redbox.
Same with Justin.
Redbox was Redbox was a real problem with me when that was like the way to go.
I think I may have some of your red boxes.
Dog, when we lived together, I think I did this like 4 times.
Oh, yeah. I think I still have some.
Yeah. Because we didn't have cable, man. So that would be like maybe our best option to not watch another same episode of Entourage again. So,
yeah.
Okay. That's how we live.
But then you just, I know you too. So you definitely fell asleep in the same DVD starting screen played over and over.
For days.
Yeah,
dude. Transformers.
I would walk into the house with it blaring, and Tim's just passed out on the couch. Like, all right.
This is my life.
So that's a pretty generic, do you remember when? But I got a bunch more. I just wanted to start off with a known thing. Somebody take it over for me. Who else you got?
Do you guys remember what old cash looks like?
What do you mean? I don't. What do you mean?
Like they change up the money?
Yeah. Like I'm talking like the old cash.
Like a 50 like, with a giant General Grant on it?
Yeah. And like the really thin numbers and everything?
Yeah.
Can you show? You got a picture?
I can remember.
Also, every now and then, somehow you'll get one. Be like, how in the fuck is this still
circulating? I feel like I want to keep them. I'm like, these are special.
It's like back in the day when your great grandma would give you a $2 bill.
And you thought it was so special. Yeah. And then you found out you can go to any bank in the world.
I was going
to
say, they still make $2 bills. You don't remember those,
dude? Yeah, the old 20s. Yep. Yeah, I do.
I actually laughed at it. I was on Facebook Marketplace, whatever. This dude was selling one of the old school fives for like $30.
Oh, wow.
I'm like,
it's still only worth $5.
Yes.
He was trying to make it seem. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is a scam.
I mean, there are.
Just because he like wrote down like, oh, it's a 1934, and it's got a D on it here, so it's special. I'm like,
there are coins that are like that. Yeah. Like certain quarters from a certain year, they're like war quarters.
They put more silver in it because they're using all the other metals. That's actually funny.
That's a good do you remember, too. Remember when they always had those commercials of the collector coins, those infomercials?
Yeah. Dude, they still did.
Do you remember when the state coins came out?
I had one of those maps.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
I put like 7 quarters in.
Yeah, dude.
Seven, wow.
I have one of those maps.
7 out of 52, you're doing good.
I have one of those maps 52, full. What? What? You're tired. You're okay. Still shooting 85. Huh?
Trivia. Counting territories.
So, I had one of those maps and I spent all the quarters.
I think,
of course you
I
did.
I think all those quarters ended up being a car wash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, done with this.
Though I just feel those infomercials would be like 10 fucking minutes long. Like, stop. We don't care about these collector quarters, man. Get out of here.
I did, bro.
Yeah. Anybody else? What else you got? Joe, you got some over there?
Yeah, I got a few. Do you remember when Trix actually used to be shaped like fruit?
I do.
Yeah.
I used
they're
to
not
love,
shaped like fruits anymore?
They're cool. Just round balls, aren't they?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
They cheaped out a long time ago.
He didn't even know.
I'm not a cereal guy. I'm not a big cereal guy.
Me either.
Guy.
But
cereal killer. But
that's a classic.
Maybe I stopped when they stopped doing that. I'm like, left it open. You're not fooling me anymore.
Wow. I had no idea.
That's how you know they had to have been hurting. Like, the cost could not have been that dramatic of them
saving
money.
These cereal presses are through the roof.
For their tiny little stencil or whatever they used to cut those fucking things.
Me and my brother have a conspiracy. After 2008, the quality of food, after the Great Recession, the quality of food dropped off dramatically.
I mean...
like fast food.
Griffin's face.
Just, there's no way. But okay.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. Telling you.
I would buy into that, though.
Dude, the quality of food.
As you get older, you kind of just get like a more refined.
Well, these
palate.
Are something you cannot deny the shape changing. It's an undeniable thing.
I would never. That's definitely
Joe,
true.
I'm with you.
Or maybe they were
tricks.
Never shaped like fruit. Ooh, Bears team bear theory.
We're in the Mandela.
Damn, Keith. That's good. I like that one, Joe. Griff, you got anything?
Yeah. Okay. Does anybody remember a soda called Dr. or Mr. Green?
Hell yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I don't remember that.
It was amazing.
Can't find it anymore.
Doesn't exist, I don't think.
What? It was off-brand Mountain Dew?
No, it was a Sobe.
Whoa.
Soda.
Oh,
that was
one of those sodas that you would play video games until
it was basically
morning. You're like, wow, I'll just drink a 12-pack of that.
I believe Pib Extra stole their formula. From Mr. Green.
Oh,
really? I'm a big fan of the Pib Extra.
It was a cherry something.
Yeah,
it was a spicy cherry cola.
Similar to like a Dr. Pepper in that.
Wait. You're telling me Mr. Green was not a white soda?
No. It was brown.
Dude, I automatically thought white soda. Mr. Green?
What kind of fucking name is that?
Well, guys,
throws you off.
Let me explain. Hear me out.
Break it down, Griff.
So the logo of Sobe is what?
A lizard.
A lizard,
yeah. What color is he?
Green.
All right, they'd have a really cool lizard guy on the can. He was Mr. Green.
That sounds pretty dope.
I feel
dope.
Like that's still bad marketing and product.
Kids don't care.
It was
now, was this one of those things sugar like the old school surges where they literally just jack you up? Or
They got you going.
Yeah.
They got you going.
They get them going.
It was probably like Dr. Pepper now with twice as many.
I drink those things and play Roller Coaster Sugar. Tycoon throughout the night.
Oh, dude.
That's right. I just dropped the next one.
Because
that was the best game fucking ever.
And I wasted hours.
So, days.
Never played.
Months, maybe. Oh, my God.
Never played.
My theme parks were so bomb. Except for I was just intentionally killing people.
You made like two parts. You're like, this is dumb. Let's see how I can kill people.
All right, now I'm just going to launch people into a lake. Now, let's see what happens.
The only video game I remember on the computer.
You killed 200 people.
Playing like that was SimCity.
Okay. I never played SimCity. I played
only
Sims.
At school.
I played only Sims.
Yeah. I played the old school. Microsoft like, 95
yeah,
package.
It was better than class, but like I wouldn't play this at home.
Oh, dude, I played at home all the time.
You're a weird guy.
It was like our Minecraft for all those that don't know what I'm talking about.
How about let's go back even deeper.
Comic
guys,
Zone?
In this zone. Comic Zone. Oregon Trail.
Dude, I always died of dysentery.
The original.
I think they still try and kick that around on like Xbox nowadays.
Do they?
I never played that.
Ever. I'd get murdered by Buffalo and shit.
I think I made it once.
I don't think I ever made it to Oregon.
You made it?
Never.
I'm pretty sure I made
never
it.
Saw.
Has anyone out there ever made it to Oregon?
Call me a liar.
Never saw the promised land.
Yeah, I did.
Never.
Does anyone know what Oregon
Dude,
looked like?
No. Ask my daddy.
Never made it.
My people were like the Jews in the desert, just wandering around for years
till the buffalo got them.
I got like a double up.
Go ahead.
The answering machine tapes.
Oh, wow.
And actual caller ID boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, I don't know what a caller ID box is.
So before caller ID was on just like your phone,
uh-huh.
like your home phone, there was
like
a separate like brick of a box that would tell you like, oh, Nick Dugan's calling.
But it was a totally separate thing?
Yeah.
No, you'd probably have like one of those. Yeah. Like in your kitchen, you'd have a caller ID.
I remember I won one
from a Blues game.
Really?
Remember the blimp that would fly around the Blues game?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I caught a piece of paper.
There's another one.
That's awesome.
And I got free caller ID for a year.
Nice.
Awesome. And paper? Do you guys remember paper?
That's a crazy thing.
I actually just used a printer yesterday.
Whoa.
It's like a time
personal
machine.
Home printer.
So Blues tickets?
You can just pull those up on your phone.
So, Joe, I know that your family was, at least, I know that you have had some serious work with the tape machine because your dad has always been a big answering message
prankster.
Guy. Yeah, a prankster.
Oh, nice.
Hello. He's the classic, hello? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Wait, what'd you say? I'm just fucking with you. Thanks for calling. Call you back.
Oh, no, your dad's one of those?
Oh, yeah.
He had some good. He had some
nice times.
Oh, he definitely as a kid. He for sure got me. I'll admit,
we all
got me a few
had
times.
One of our friends who did that when everyone first got cell phones.
Oh, it was rare to have an adult do it.
And not only that, but like, would you could tell that he's changed it. Like he's like, God damn it, he got me again. Wait a second, that wasn't the same one as
I'm pretty sure. Last,
like every like 5 months or something, he'd change it to a new thing.
There's a TV show that has it out there too.
I don't know that George Costanza answering machine in Seinfeld.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Explain
about that,
yourself.
Bro.
I'm not going to sing it.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not, George is not here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, one of my things, though, is do you remember back in the day, along with before there was cordless home phones, like, do you remember three-way phone calls?
Yeah.
That's still a thing.
Yeah, but do people actually do that on their cell phones, though?
Yeah.
People three-way?
You can,
One of my bosses is obsessed with it for some reason. He's like, at home, we're gonna patch Mike in real quick. I'm like, no, and I'll just hang up because I don't like him.
Yeah. Well, that also
no, yeah,
not Mike. Mike, not Mike, just
three-way calls
because everyone talks over each other. It's stupid.
Well, that also bounces into another one of my things that I was thinking about the other day to go along with the three-way call. Do you remember when people would star 69?
Yeah.
Who was that? I don't know. Star 69.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Can you do that on your cell phone right now?
You can still do that.
But you got a star 67 to hide your number. Everybody knows that.
Oh,
do you remember like doing the three-way call and then you'd call someone
and you'd act like you weren't there.
Stay silent. Like, hey.
Talking to girls and like stuff.
Yeah, hey, Tim, I heard that you like Allison. Yep. Like, yeah. And then Allison would be like, what's up, Tim? Like, shit.
Gabby. Damn. Man, that's a really long time.
Wow. Bitch.
If this is how it started, it's not going to go well.
Goddamn.
Oh, okay. Speaking of phones, do you guys remember payphones?
Yeah.
I
never used
in high school.
I've never used one, but like they were all over the place.
I was bad with phones.
All movies.
Throughout, till I got a smartphone, really, I was very bad with phones. So I'd go like months. I can remember going like a summer when we were like 17 without a cell phone.
Wow.
So, like, if I was going over the curse things or something, like, I'd stop at a gas station and call them on a payphone to make sure, like, they were still home.
So, if we're going to keep it on the phone thing, this is funny. Do you guys remember, I'm going to move it up a little bit to cell phones, but do you remember when T9 texting was a thing?
Oh, that was miserable.
It was good and bad because you could do it in your pocket. Like in high school, it was prime time. I never took my phone out of my pocket.
You
just
didn't
like,
need to.
Yeah.
I know what I'm saying.
I think I used T9 until like 6 years ago.
The what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you always had a weak phone. Yeah.
I didn't get a smartphone until I came back from Springfield.
He was always
really,
on the,
really
was always on the burner.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'd buy a Go phone like every 2 weeks.
Well, Joe, is like what you were saying, though, with those old flip phones or whatever, you know, whatever the phone was before it was touchscreen, obviously. It was like a computer where they had that mark on that middle number, that little ledge. So you knew where you were at. And so it was almost like you were, you didn't even have, you literally could just be texting someone in your hand, in your pocket, and you just still all. So like, just think about that though. Now we type out things. Back then you had to hit the same button 3 times to get one letter.
Yeah.
Or 4 times if you wanted like a question mark or an asterisk.
God forbid you passed it. And especially on the ones that had all the punctuation, because now you have to go all the way through like every punctuation.
Do you remember when you couldn't see your entire conversation?
Oh, yeah.
It was just like your last.
You have to go back and look at the other person and then go back to your. Oh, that was miserable.
I mean, that's literally why it started all that. You know, when we were growing up, everyone gave all of us shit for being horrible. They thought the world was coming to an end because all the kids were terrible spellers and they wouldn't type things out, and the texts were all shorthand, you know, NM and Yeah. BRB. It's literally because if you fucked up on T9, it would take forever to type those four letters back again.
And we were just efficient. Get over it.
I think there's probably less auto correcting now. You probably were clear with what you wanted to say back then. And there is now, there's all sorts of things, all different words that you'll pop up and just automatically take you to this word when you had no intention
true.
Of that.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. But back then we weren't even spelling out real things though. A whole sentence would be six letters.
You actually had to like type in an emoji.
You did the sideways smiley face.
So many sideways smiley faces.
I didn't do that, but yeah, I remember that.
Dixie still does that.
Well, good for him.
Good for that guy.
Oh man.
What else you got, Keith?
Do you guys remember Grandpa Pigeons?
What's that? No.
Yeah, I believe that is a pigeon that has a grandson.
That's a terrible joke.
Grandpa Pigeons is where my shop's at now.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
the one in South County?
Mm-hmm.
What? Wow. Someone explain to me what this is.
It was like an old school Walmart.
Oh, you're just talking about, it's called Grandpa's.
Was it Grandpa's?
It was green. The building was green and yellow. Oh, or the sign.
Grandpa's. Was there just Grandpa's?
Was there an old one?
By the Shop and Save?
The Shop and Save?
Yeah.
That was Grandpa's, yeah.
That was just Grandpa's? Oh, okay.
Where are the pigeons?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, there was definitely something pigeons.
I thought so, too.
Maybe that was the full name.
I think so.
I don't know, man.
But do you guys remember that store?
Oh, yeah. I used to hit that up all the time.
That store and Venture.
I remember Venture.
You remember Venture? Yeah.
Grandpa's.
Value City.
Well, they had all the cheap Circuit City.
Oh, Circuit City.
I remember Circuit City.
Wow.
Yep.
What about this?
God damn.
Do you guys remember when the yellow pages were a thing?
I think they're still a thing.
They still are.
They're a thing. But if you see anyone open up a yellow pages, what's your first thought through your head?
You're old.
You're a fucking weirdo.
Dude, a 67-year-old guy at my work still uses the yellow pages every time.
Is he a weird dude?
No, he's not a weird dude. He just doesn't know how to work his... He has a smartphone. He's got an iPhone. He just doesn't know how to work it that well.
I think 67's too young to be doing that. You should, like...
And he, like...
super, like...
You should have caught
him. Yeah, that's old, man.
Yeah, but he just still whips out the yellow pages.
The Parish Directory. That was, like, my Bible.
Oh, well, that was... Yeah, I mean, that was just for your boys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
for not, like, businesses.
Yeah, well, but, yeah, if I wanted to order
when
a pizza...
I was 10, I wasn't... I didn't need
or anything. You could do the white pages or yellow pages.
Oh, dude, we had the coupon sheets. Always had the number on it.
True.
So I know what people out there are going to say. When you move into a new place, whatever, they still throw fucking yellow pages on your front porch. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
But my whole thing is, when's the last time that you actually used it to locate something?
Let's stop
it. I was practicing ripping.
As a society, let's stop it with these yellow pages.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. That's a lot of paper.
It is a little ridiculous.
It's a lot in there. Anybody else?
I got one for you guys.
Fire, let's go.
Everybody will remember this one. Do you guys remember LimeWire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
And then the 10 imitators after it?
Yeah.
We were boys of a certain age. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I guess Napster was actually first.
Well, Napster was the first.
Yeah, but I never fucked with Napster.
I had Napster for like a week.
Morpheus?
Like, down.
Oh, I remember Morpheus.
I remember Ares.
LimeWire, BearShare.
BearShare, I remember FrostWire.
Frostwire.
Shout out, man. I got a shout out to our buddy of the podcast, Voss. We talked about him before we went to his wedding and stuff, but that dude had to have downloaded thousands of songs straight from LimeWire.
Oh, yeah. And then he didn't understand why his computer was so slow. He'd be like, this seems like 2 months old. I don't know what's wrong with him. Like, you have 18,000 songs.
Yeah, you're frying your computer.
And you have to download three things for every song because you've got two bad ones. And
yep.
Well, I'd
two
like
of them were just a virus, actually.
Yeah. One of them was just like a legit virus. So.
he killed like six computers.
I know.
I think so.
Dude, I'd find an artist I liked and I'd just download the whole
discography. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's so, how I rolled. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like that. I feel like unbelievable.
Wasn't that something though that would like be an overnight job? Like you'd have it go overnight.
Especially early on. Yeah, dude, just take a song could be like all night. Yeah.
How crazy is that?
And like
so I would spend so much of my time just trying to find music.
DSL
was the good shit.
Oh, DSL was the good shit.
That was like we couldn't afford that for a while.
Oh, same here.
I remember the assholes on fucking LimeWire. So you'd take all night to download a goddamn song and it's some fucking like local rapper
or some
scrub out there who titled it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, this isn't how you're going to get out there.
This is actually how I'm going to hate you.
You're not
going to
trick me.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep pushing your shit on MySpace, bro.
I believe that's how Soulja Boy came about.
I've actually been forced to like follow somebody like working out in the street. They're like, hey, follow me on YouTube. I'm like, yeah, I'm busy, man. He's like, no, you need to follow me now. I'm like,
okay. Let's do it. All right, sure. One follow, you leave me alone. Okay.
I actually missed one on the video games when you were talking about that.
Yeah.
Remember going? You had to go to channel 3.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh yeah! Wow.
Do you remember having to blow in like the cartridge? That's how you got it going.
There's lots of special remedies for the Nintendo.
Yeah, but that was a big one. You just bop it right on the top.
You know, you were actually supposed to clean the contacts by just pushing it in and out, like blowing on it did nothing. Because it was like,
don't sit there and lie to me.
Not with mine.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
because I'm telling you, I got Cruising USA going every time.
Dude, Cruising USA. Shit. Do you remember that in the arcade? You double tap and you do the wheelie.
Dude. It was a thing like me and my cousin would do like 4 times a year. We'd just sit there and beat the game. Me and Logan. Shouts, Logan. Shouts.
Joe, I got you some on the, I got a couple on the video game tip, man. Number one, like, the most, I think, first thing that pops in my head is, because I have a lot of these games still, but video games that there was, you just couldn't save. There was just no way.
There were some that you literally couldn't save.
Like,
oh, you had to leave the console on.
What barbarism. That upsets me.
Do you know how many times I would get so fucking far in Sonic on Sega?
Oh,
and I remember, just be like, fuck.
Dude,
like,
I remember when almost every game was like that. You leave,
Yeah.
I remember Zelda, The Ocarina of Time, was like one of the first games that you could actually save shit in. And
You had to have the memory card to slap into the back of the controller.
I think you had 3 files that you could do without it. In every other game, you needed the memory card.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But Ocarina of Time had like its own built-in. You could have like three
saves.
Yeah.
Griff, you'll get a kick out of this. So, you know, I recently stole Keith's N64 for downstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were right. You can save like one thing or something. But so I bought a memory pack attachment into the controller. What do you think the size of that memory pack is?
Huge.
No, take a guess for real.
Like megabytes?
It's in the,
like, what do you think? How much memory space is on that?
Dude,
on
I don't even know the terms for
memory. I got eight megabytes.
8 megabytes. Wow.
How many megabytes are in my phone?
How many gigabytes do you
have? Yeah, I was going to say.
How many megabytes are in a gigabyte? A thousand?
A thousand.
A thousand, yeah. And then that, now I know that like my terabytes. Phone has,
I think, 64, 65 gigs.
Do you remember Rumble Packs?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That shit was dumb, but we all had them.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to think of, like, now, and as far as even just, we can look at any aspect, like, if you set up any kind of entertainment center. I mean, do you guys remember, like, even when computers and the TVs, the screens were so terrible, the way that they were built, that if you, like, touched them, it would be, like, automatic zap.
There'd be, like, spots.
You'd, like, shock yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you use it, but I would go, like, to, a really hot TV. You go like that, and then you hit somebody real quick.
Yeah.
And then shock zap them.
How about this? Do you remember at my house as a kid, the TV we had? It was a... It had a wood frame around it.
And oh,
it
like,
you could wheel it around.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Not nice. No.
Well,
I feel like those are the ones that were like in every school too.
I remember when
I think OP had a few of those.
Yeah, I remember when like a 40-inch screen was like outrageous.
Dude, that was so big.
Like that was your living room TV. Yeah. Now it's like 60 or nothing.
And in college,
you had 48.
In college at Kimbrough, we bought one of those like 90s big screens, though, like the real big
ones. Nice, dude.
What'd you pay for that?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
It was the moving that I believe was the problem.
I was going to say, that dude just wanted to get rid of it.
Well, dude, here's what I just bought a new TV recently. But before that, I had a Rick's old TV, which like was like his first big purchase of his life. So it was like one of those maybe early 2000s, something like that TV.
Yeah.
It is still sitting on my floor in my room because I cannot move it. It is so heavy.
Sad.
Dude, it's so heavy. And Rick told me when he gave it to me, he's like, I'm not helping you move this out again. And so now he wants to charge me $20 to help me move it. On a point of stubbornness, I'm like, no.
He's making his money back.
And it's now a new, like Griffin, now it's a new shelf in my room. But
it's funny.
Yeah, he's sticking to it. So until somebody breaks down and helps me, it's going to be there.
Do you guys remember calling time and temperature?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
like every summer day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fucking
are we gonna go to the, are we going to go to the White Cliff today?
Yeah.
Going to call time and temperature?
Yeah. My babysitter had a rule. You couldn't swim unless it was like 82 degrees outside. So we called time and temperature like every 10 minutes. Just like, what is it now?
Dude, it's fucking 81.
Like, we got to go. We got to go.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Put the trunks on.
That's actually a really good one. That's really funny, man. That's a low key one that you just never think of.
I could totally forget about that.
What about Griff? You got anything you haven't said? You haven't said in a while.
I have some random ones. Okay, does anybody remember the original honey mustard from McDonald's?
No.
Nope. I thought that's gonna be. So they came in packets, and they were just the best. The best.
Like ketchup,
I haven't
like,
gotten
like
over
ketchup packets.
And in 20 years, I haven't gotten over them changing their honey mustard.
Do you mean like ketchup packets?
They were like ketchup packets, but with honey mustard.
Joe probably would love that.
And they were so.
What I'm thinking of is. Scottrade used to have their like homemade in-house made honey mustard.
Whoa.
Me and you
from awesome to shit.
Dude, it's a bummer. Me and Rick should sit down one day and talk about honey mustard because I could talk about this for hours.
Well, Joe over here is a huge honey mustard guy.
I'm definitely a connoisseur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too.
Do you guys remember, what about this, Griff? I know you feel me on this one. Do you guys remember when Four Locos were actually Four Locos before they got changed?
Some of the worst experiences of my life on that, and from a kid who's had a bit to drink once or twice, that's saying something.
I am not one of those people that when they drink, I very rarely black out. Sometimes I brown out a little bit. It's a little fuzzy, but I rarely ever black out. Four Locos is one thing out there that can take any one of those people, those kinds of people to that point.
Dude, people used to be so nuts, like shotgunning multiple stuff.
Do you remember down in Springfield, Griff, the liquor store we'd go to off campus, didn't they always have a deal? It was like four for like $2 or something.
By the time I was in Springfield,
like the same price as an energy.
The real ones were done.
Oh really?
Yeah, I had them in my SEMO days, and I apologize to
Griff
a lot of people
in for that in Southeast Missouri.
It was like a scientific.
The entire region.
You had three.
You're done. So yeah,
three. Dude, two is like 12 beers. Or something ridiculous.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you had three,
you could crush
done black.
And you could chug one though. So like you chug one and you have six beers. You're on to the next one.
Watermelon was the best.
Does anyone know what they changed?
And you're in blackout mode quickly.
In it?
They took the caffeine.
Oh, the caffeine is what they took.
They said caffeine is an illegal additive.
So this actually transitioned into my big one.
Okay, let's hear it, Joe. I'm ready.
Does anyone remember Budweiser E?
Yes, B&E.
No,
yeah.
So I actually amazing. Don't.
It was really good.
Is that energy?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Was it those in tilts at the same time? Because I remember tilts.
No, I was thinking about the Platinums is what I was thinking about.
Oh, Bud Light Platinum? I think they still make that.
That wasn't that
this
long ago.
Is a
that
whole
was Springfield
different level.
Shit. I don't know about E's. I don't know about it. They made an energy
beer?
And it was delicious.
It was good, dude.
I think they stopped making them when we were like...
I remember... I think
17, 18 probably.
Yeah, something like
that. Was that something where you drink a few and get kind of turned up?
not like Four Loko.
It wasn't the same as Four Loko.
No, I didn't get turned, but they were.
I know it's not the same as Four Loko, but would it get you kind of jacked up a little bit?
I think they were like a normal percentage of alcohol, like 8% alcohol compared to what were Four Loko, like 20%?
It was something ridiculous.
I'd say like 12.
Damn. I'll have to Google that. That's a cool one.
I think Four Loko were nuts.
I would pay a lot of money for them.
Bud E.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I got one for you guys. Do you guys remember Dunkaroos?
Oh, yeah, dude.
They're still around.
They're
still around?
But they are super hard to find. It's rare, though. Rare to find.
Man. Oh, man.
The
only place, I know you guys are with me on this, but the only place I can think of to recent memory is Waterloo.
Family Dollar.
Waterloo Family Dollar. Randomly. Like,
we'll take a road trip right after this recording.
It's tore down now, isn't it? It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's emos now.
Yeah.
Towards the end, or I'm not sure if they're still going. I think they are. The icing is not.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Not the same?
They give you like enough for like three crackers.
Well, Joe, you know, ever since 08, they kind of cheap out on the 08.
I'm telling you.
That shit was trade bait back in the day, though.
Oh, yeah.
You could wheel in. You could get multiple lunches. You could get two people to split your duck face and both give you their lunches. I got a food item.
Guys. Okay.
Let's hear it, Griff. I'm ready for this. I always the food items are always hilarious, man.
Yeah.
It's like these dumbass things we used to eat all the time.
I'm going with this is gonna be my number one thing that I miss the most.
Okay.
And if someone can find me it, you guys can find my email address and stuff. Talk to me.
Oh, okay.
Sour Starburst.
Oh, they don't make sour Starbursts anymore?
I can't find them.
I feel like that's a normal thing.
No, 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 it's not. There's all types of goddamn Starbursts. They don't make the sour ones anymore.
Are you sure?
Dude, yeah. You're telling me I remember
Starbursts. Even, I feel like they're at Walgreens, man.
My sister's a rep. I can figure this out.
Oh, let me know. Seriously, okay. I got those every day.
Griff, same area. One text message. Ellie's got you. One text.
Please
message.
Hook a brother up.
Text her right now. Yeah. Dude,
they were so good. They have all these Flavoreds and all this nonsense. Which in the Flavoreds, there is one sour Starburst.
Were they actually
one type of red sour?
Were they actually sour?
I will
though?
Buy those just for.
Oh
that.
Yeah,
they were sour. Were great. Yeah.
Okay. No recollection of that.
That would be my, you know. Sneak into class candy.
Nice.
Yep. Sit there in class and munch on those fucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, hey, everyone out there listening, if you know some where the sour Starbursts are at, hit us up, man.
I need a ray of sunshine, guys.
We need Griff is struggling. He needs some.
All right. I got another food item here. This happened after 08.
Of course it did.
Or this was pre 08.
Oh.
It went away after 08. Do you guys remember Arby's 5 for 5 beef and cheddars, dude?
Do I remember?
Yeah.
It's coming from someone that actually hates Arby's. I lived off that for that entire period.
That's when my hatred started. When they got rid of that, I was like,
no trust.
You're worth fuck us. You guys.
Yeah, no trust.
I'm done with you. I'm not going back.
Here's
once
a real
I came
question.
Back to St. Louis.
Hello.
Yeah, once we're back to St. Louis, like, never at Arby's ever again.
The real question is, what was your 5 for 5 consisted of? What was it?
I think. Two sandwiches, two fries, and a drink.
No.
Two fries?
Two fries?
Who are you?
You got to get the potato cake somewhere in there. You got to get mozz sticks.
Oh, I'd probably do mozz sticks. Fries, mozz sticks, two sandwiches.
Yeah. You got to get two beef and cheddar.
Yeah, that's how I roll. I hated assholes who would get ham and cheese.
Oh, oh, I love ham and cheese.
Gross. I'm not going five beef and cheddars like you are.
I would go five, but if not, what you got to do is you maybe get 4. It's either this. You get no drink, okay? Drink cannot be part of the 5 because you just get a water cup.
Yeah.
That's a classic move.
Yeah.
But if you go double, like fries, like Griff's saying, then you get, so even
that's
that.
A lot of fries.
You get three sandwiches and 2 fries. Like, that's a those hell of
large,
a meal.
For those are like large fries.
It's also kind of scary to think of what sometimes that Apple made, what it costed them to
I
make
I also wonder sandwich, what the though. Calorie count is. We're getting old. That this would occur to me. This would never occur to
you
me.
You sound like an old man right now.
Yeah. Dude, it had to be like 3,000 calories.
Oh, minimum. I was just telling Keith, for them to get away with that,
if not,
how much did it cost and how shitty of meat were they using?
How much is that still costing the United States health system?
I don't care.
No, I know.
That 5 for 5 is still a drag on our health system today.
I don't care. I want it back now.
There are some things that are worth sacrifices for.
Yeah.
Going off that, the macho meal.
What is the macho?
Secret. I don't even know if it's secret menu.
It was a thing for a minute. Oh, DQ.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about the Jack in the Box thing.
No,
what is
that was a macho meal.
Menu.
They still have meal. Those. Yeah,
the macho meal. Or the Mo. Yeah,
the munchie meal.
Yeah. Macho meal though at DQ.
What was that?
I think it was just like the biggest burger you could possibly get.
Oh,
it was like
okay.
A pound of meat.
Oh,
doesn't all this food talk, guys, is actually making me hungry. And I have real beef, but this isn't a way back beef. This is something that doesn't exist anymore right now. But
well, hold on, step up to the mic.
Yeah, it's McDonald's chicken strips, and they'll be back soon. But they're like currently not doing them.
So that's a thing.
Have you guys had sauce? Them? Szechuan those were amazing. I'm not even mad about the Szechuan.
Szechuan.
I want it. But
I'm not waiting hours for it. I don't remember if it was that good.
It's not that good,
It came out in like 93.
It cannot be that good.
They say that might be part of the joke. Of like
yeah,
that
just,
the Rick and
yeah,
Morty creators
it
were creating
yeah,
like a
not
giant
good.
Hype for something that is mediocre at best.
That's probably that is right up their alley.
Yep.
Okay, so
I know them personally.
They're nihilists. So I've watched enough videos of them for that shit.
Let's do this. Before we switch gears a little bit, does anybody have any other food related items? You know, I feel like we're rolling hot right now on the topic. Okay, Griff, go ahead. Okay. Man.
So I'm actually gonna do 2 at a time here. Guys.
Oh.
Forgive me because they were competing. They were competing products.
And they're both gone. Okay.
And they're both gone. And they were amazing.
Okay.
Upside down 7-Up, which I would refer to as DNL, because that's what it looked like.
What the fuck is that?
I don't remember that.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Upside down
7-Ups and then / Sprite Remix.
The Remix sounds familiar.
I remember LeBron commercials.
Was that the Remix, though? Was the his commercials?
He does all of them.
So there was like
that the one when Drake's face is
dude,
a machine?
I think it is, yeah.
Upside down 7-Up had like there was like 2 or 3 different flavors of it actually, and there was like a cherry flavor.
Whoa.
It was basically just like a cherry 7-Up, and it was fire.
Why do they call it upside down though?
because
marketing.
That was the best. God,
name that's like not of. A good plan either. I don't reason. Understand.
And, well, because on the can too, it looked like a DNL, so like you wouldn't even recognize it as a 7-Up product.
What is a DNL?
No, the 7-Up looked like DNL.
7-Up. If you flip it upside down, completely, oh, it looks like a DNL.
I get what you. That was dumb. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
What was Sprite Remix all about?
It was like a tropical Sprite.
Oh,
yeah. They kind of have tilted. I mean, they still like the holidays. They're still doing they do the cranberry thing now. So they are.
Yeah.
They are.
Those were fire.
Tilting a little bit, not necessarily tropical, but I would drink a tropical Sprite though. That sounds kind of good.
Pretty, the upside down 7-Ups were really good.
Really?
Yeah, it was almost like a cherry limeade.
How long of a span? I wonder how long of a span that had. Is it like only a year thing?
Tops. Tops. I can remember my parents having the fridge stocked with that shit.
Yeah.
I would drink. I think it also had caffeine.
Whoa.
I think that was part of the.
Oh, that's a game changer.
All these caffeine drinks
that's what
just.
Sprite's been missing.
Yeah.
Yep.
One by
all
one.
All these years, it really is a thing.
It's funny to see all these caffeine drinks just get the X because they're just, oh, wait a sec. Can't have too much of that in there. We should take that.
But that's what we wanted.
It's what the people want.
Come on. Yeah. It's provocative.
Do they still make a spiked energy drink?
Oh, I don't
that
know.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Do they still
like,
make
are those like little 5-hour energy drinks?
No, they were like 8-ounce size, but they would.
Okay.
I don't know if it was just like marketing. But I mean, they warn you and say maximum 2 of these a day.
Well, the perfect example is Surge, right? We've already noticed or we've mentioned that is where as a kid that shit will have you just cranked out of your mind and then. Was gone for forever, and then now recently came back without this has like none of the caffeine
not
in
that
it.
Amount of caffeine.
No,
kind of like a Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal, I don't know about that.
It was a clear Pepsi.
Whoa. Oh
yeah, it was so strange. They reintroduced it.
Gross.
Like 4 or 5 years ago.
That sounds gross.
And it was so weird because you're thinking like Sprite flavor. All of a sudden it's cola. And it's like. Oh,
I like
this is weird.
Brown.
See, that's why that's why earlier, if I'm drinking a Mr. Green and it's brown,
I would think it was green.
Gonna feel it.
But you're wrong. You would have felt it.
I got these energy drinks offline that were, like pre-workout ones or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all clear too. So it kind of threw me off. I'm like, I'm not used to a clear.
No,
I've done one
energy drink.
I've done one of those at the gym before. And it just looks like you think you're going to drink. It's going to be like water. And now it's like a cherry flavor.
The stuff he buys is straight garbage.
Me?
No, hell no.
Oh, I thought you were talking about NOS, bro.
No, he buys it.
Gross.
The shit
Joe. Fire.
The shit Joe's talking about is called Bang. It's literally just called Bang.
No, I know. It's
bad.
I've had one.
Yeah, it's not. Well, that was candy was disgusting.
Gross. That was gross.
Okay, any other food before I'm going to switch gears a little bit.
Let me check my notes real quick.
No notebook.
How about, I'm not sure, they still make them, I guess, but anything from Haas.
Oh,
that's a
Haas gooey butter.
RIP.
Mm.
RIP Haas. Mm-hmm. If you're a local, if you're in St. Louis right now, throw up the RIP for Haas, man.
Shout out to Voss just eating the middle of them.
Yeah.
Just going through them.
Listen, if you're in St. Louis and you don't know about Haas, then your packaged bakery goods game is just so weak, man. It's so weak. Griff, you got anything over there?
I don't know how they went out of business.
Something
hard to be corrupt there.
Remember, like the Easy Square ketchup that was like green?
Yes, I do remember that. I eat the shit out of that.
That shit doesn't exist anymore.
Of course you did.
Fruitopia.
What's that?
Fruitopia.
Nope.
You don't remember
never
that? Stuff?
Never seen that.
No.
This is like I can remember walking around Crestwood Mall.
Oh god! This
is it a soda or
probably,
juice?
Yeah, probably going to get some Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards.
I always thought that was off-brand stuff.
Trying to get that Charizard.
It's fire. Oh, yeah. Actually, I had a Japanese Charizard at one point. I made trades till I got some weird shit.
He straightened all up like he was so proud. Like, what?
I had a Japanese Charizard.
I was voted best Pokemon collection in third grade.
Stop it. What? Stop it right now.
Real fact.
Hold on.
Me and Drew Smegner actually tied, but whatever.
So you co-won? Ew.
Yes.
It's even worse.
That's going to be your new intro tag every week. It's not Uncle Griff anymore.
OLP's Pokemon King.
No. Pokemon King.
1998.
One time back in third grade.
One of the best Pokemon players.
Card player.
OLP's third grade class in whatever year
that
was.
Oh my God.
3D Doritos.
Oh, I remember 3D Doritos.
I do remember those.
Yeah.
Those were weak
shit. I'm going to go through a list of this stuff that
I like
Skittles gum.
I don't remember that.
Griff's got all the food.
Can you go back and count the amount of times Griffith says fire this episode?
I like this.
There's the crystal Pepsi.
Tan M&M's apparently used to exist. I don't know. M&M's got some crazy shit now. Squeeze It still exists. Shut up.
I don't know what Squeeze It is.
Baby Bottle Pop?
You're dumb.
Go-Gurt still exists?
Go-Gurt's are, yeah. I think so. That's okay. The thing still, too.
Yeah. Wonder Ball.
Oh, those are outlawed in the U.S. They're still made like overseas.
What's a Wonder Ball?
Choking Hazard. They were balls of chocolate that had toys inside of them.
Yeah. They were dope, dude. I remember those.
That sounds so stupid.
It is a clear choking hazard.
Yeah.
Such a but hazard. I loved them.
Same here, dude.
I only choked like twice.
You swallowed them. You swallowed the toys.
They passed.
Yeah.
There might still be one or two, you know, of those in my stomach. Planters cheese balls. There's only like off-brand cheese balls now.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
Except for Keith Schaefer. He makes a mean cheese ball.
That's two different cheese balls. Cheese puff balls.
Oh, gotcha.
And
I do make a mean cheese ball.
Still a solid shout out.
Yeah.
And that's all I got in the food.
Okay. Let's make a slight pivot. I do want to bring up, I kind of want to talk about a little bit of media back in the day. Do you guys remember not only, I mean, we could go through all kind of.
Right, all media ends eventually.
Well, we could go through all kind of classic TV. Right now I'm kind of thinking of TV shows. We could go through a bunch of 90s, just classic things. Yeah. But one of my all-time personal favorites, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, great.
Oh, that was a great show.
Were you guys watchers, viewers?
And it actually will surprise you.
Yeah.
But yes.
Wow. It was.
I remember the Gilbert Gottfried episode.
That was about as far in the horror genre as I went.
Well, right about I bet it wasn't, because I'm about to go one step better. Dude. What about, do you remember Sunday morning Goosebumps?
Yeah, I read those books.
One of the best shows.
I read the books too.
Was that cable too?
I feel like that one was on regular TV.
Yeah.
I don't think
the
so.
The other one was on
I wouldn't know if it was on regular TV.
Oh, man.
Dude, so many Nickelodeon cartoons. Child.
What about the original Pokemon cartoon?
Yeah, oh, dude, that was classic.
It's one of the only things ever in my life to this day that, like, I'd wake up early, like before school, to watch.
Same here.
Dude, I went on a birthday party to watch the movie. Were you there?
Never anything
I went. We had a birthday party. We went to the fucking movie theater
to see Lugia, bro.
Yeah, watch the movie.
Me too. I had my birthday party was to see that movie.
You were there,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did not mention.
He had a Japanese Charizard.
I had a reputation to uphold.
Well, we got an answer to the Sour.
We got an answer live?
Okay.
I was the Pokemon King.
What we got, Joe? What's she saying?
Okay. Starburst gummy sours, yes. Starburst sweet and sours are being discontinued next March or May, but have seen it out of stock from wholesalers.
Wait, what are we talking about right now?
No, I want the normal sours.
Give us a background. What are we talking about?
I've been looking.
What was the first sentence before this?
There's gummy sours, yeah. But
Starburst. We're talking about Starburst.
Normal
right
Starburst or something? Gummies?
But yeah, gummies, they have gummy sours.
Oh, but it's not like their normal Starburst.
But yes, gummy sweet and sours are, they're done for.
No, I mean, so the original, what about Starburst sours?
What's getting discontinued?
Griff likes sucks, so discontinuing it.
Discontinued, Griff.
I'm gonna cry.
Nerd.
Fuck you guys.
To go along with TV shows, do you guys remember the Saturday morning cartoon lineup on like
Static Shock,
W11,
and
like Fox and everything?
Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain, Animaniacs.
Grew up on that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was raised on Pinky and the Brain, man.
Yeah, dude.
Theodore the Tugboat.
I don't remember that one.
That was a Channel 9.
Yeah, that wasn't 11. I was gonna say, that's like for the little kids.
11 had the cartoons for sure.
Yeah, 11 had the dope cartoons.
Yeah, that's when the new Pokemon episode.
That was actually.
Yeah. That was every morning. And then the Poke Rap would be at the end.
Yeah. Dude. They got some bars.
One of the first computer games I ever owned and played. When that was like if you had a computer game, it was like, oh shit.
You told floppy disks?
No, this was a CD-ROM, but it was like one of the first ones.
I had floppy disk games.
I had Oregon Trail floppy.
Wow, that's
probably where I made it. They couldn't cheat you.
I had a couple weird games.
Anyway, the game that I had was a Pinky and the Brain game. It was amazing.
That sounds dope.
One of your favorites.
Yeah, love Pinky. God, that is if you go back, I would love to watch that show again.
Brain was such a charlatan. Always promising to take over the world.
He was trying, dude.
Don't ruin this.
Yeah, come on, man. Don't shit on my childhood right now.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm just calling it how I see it.
What else you got for TV shows over there? You got something else?
No, I just literally wrote down Saturday morning TV lineup.
Here, how about this? This is for my St. Louis people out here listening. What about this, guys? Do you remember going to St. Louis Ambush?
Oh yeah.
I remember that might still be a thing.
I think they tried to bring it back.
Isn't it like the Steamers?
It was the Steamers for a while.
Yeah. No, was Steamers indoor? That was just a regular soccer team, wasn't it?
I think they were indoor.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's for everyone listening. Even if you're not a soccer fan,
the Ambush were outdoor, weren't they?
No, the Ambush was indoor.
Yeah.
That's the thing I was just going to say. Like, I'm not a soccer guy, but my God, indoor soccer is so fucking fun. It's unbelievable. I remember going, I went to a few games as a kid. It was unreal, man.
Dude, do you remember?
It's a totally different ball game.
I went to like a pennant night.
Even better.
Yeah.
Got a dope ass pennant there.
Oh.
It was sick.
Nice.
Dude. St. Louis Ambush. Shout out. If you guys are still playing out there, somebody let us know. Let's go catch an Ambush game. That'd be awesome.
Any former players, we would love to have
you. I would love to talk to you. My God, you made my childhood. I would love to talk to you. That'd be amazing.
Got to wear the teal Umbro shorts.
Yeah, the Umbro.
Oh.
Umbro. What about, is Umbro still?
It is still a thing, but it used to be a much doper thing. No, I have some Umbro shit right now.
I still rock them.
Yeah. I would rock it too.
I could see that being big overseas or something. I have like a couple Umbro dry fit shirts and they're pretty nice. Actually.
Russian Umbro full get ups.
Speaking of this, does anybody remember the Adidas jackets? Everybody had one. It was just the three stripes going down the arm.
The Samba lines?
The quarter zips?
Yeah.
Does anybody ever remember Sambas? When like that?
Sambas was every child had. Yeah.
Mr. Buchner?
Huge thing. Oh yeah,
loved his Samba.
Yeah, he did.
It's Friday, purple, purple sambas.
That's actually funny, Joe. I want to kind of pivot to it's just to us three. Griff, you're excluded on this. But do you guys remember when Griff first came to St. Mary's High School?
No,
I don't remember.
I mean, it was sophomore year, I think.
First impression of Griff, do you remember?
Keith knew me before I came. I think.
Yeah, I did know him before I came.
I don't think you knew me. But Keith, I think I knew Keith from like the trail.
Yeah, I knew you from the trail for sure.
Yeah,
Joe, can you remember your first impression of Griff?
Oh God,
pretty sure I just.
I remember you said he wanted to be president.
I'd been there for a minute. I was comfortable by that point.
Oh, okay. I was making large claims like that.
Okay, listen, I'm going to take this another step up. I wanted to be president.
I told everybody that I was going to be president.
Joe, I'm going to take this up one more level. I think this is a better step up, but. Joe, this is strictly to you. Joe, or Flo Helly, do you remember living with Griff?
Obviously, yeah.
Can you give it? We were just talking about it. I know, but give us some dirt on living with Griff. What was living with Griff like? I think we all want to know. What is living with Griff like?
At a certain time.
Is it like taking care of a dog?
Or a toddler, maybe?
He didn't take care of me.
There was definitely some help. There was some anger, for sure. When I would give him money for bills, and the bills wouldn't get paid.
That never happened.
Where would it go?
The power was shut off.
Oh my God!
You left. The power. I came.
Dude, I was not like ever taking this dude's money and not paying bills.
It don't happen.
That is an unfair fucking story.
It only happened once, but.
Because I would have never, ever done that.
I'm about to tell a story. I came home from class. Here's Gifford, passed on the couch. Light switch doesn't work. That's weird. Light must have gone out. Make a little further and, well, this one can't be out too. What the fuck is going on? Go in the fridge, starting to heat up a little bit. I'm like, you got to be shitting me. So I wake him. I think I just forgot to pay it.
Possible.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a Griffin move.
Yeah. So he wakes up after like a 3-day nap on the couch, and
3-day.
He's like, "Oh man, power's out. I guess I'm gonna take a shower and go over to Kimbrough, live there for until the power's back on." And I'm pretty sure I gave him a hard stiff arm, took the last shower in front of his face, and then left. Went to your house.
Somehow I don't have this one in my memory.
You don't remember that?
Really?
You probably slept it off.
We even had guests coming that weekend. I'm like, yeah, you guys don't want to stay here.
Wow, Griff.
Dude, how hot did it get?
Hey, I apologize.
Was it winter?
So hospitable.
It was actually like March.
Oh, yeah. So that works.
Too bad. March, April.
It wasn't too worried about power. We didn't have cable or anything anyway.
You're so hospitable. Griff.
Hey, man, whatever.
Listen, I personally, I've heard some great stories of living with Griff. I can only imagine the duo over here, these two, the duo these guys had.
Best part, coming back hammered.
I thought we got along pretty well.
He would make some weird concoctions, sometimes good. Most times, terrible.
Bullshit. My shit was delicious.
It was when he was by himself. I'd open up the fridge the next day, and it'd be just everything we had in a bowl.
What did you make? I made crab cakes. You made crab cakes at 4 a.m. I was like, yep.
It was the weirdest. Fuck? And like always a bowl of sauce. Not just like a little thing, but there's a full bowl of
my shit was coated sort of in some type of very spicy concoction.
I have to say, the best thing we ever made was... we had raisin bread. We made it like French toast and made egg sandwiches.
Dude.
Ooh. Shit was money.
We had like 4 each. It was bad.
4 each.
Bad, dude. Like 1,000 calories a pop easy.
Until the loaf was gone.
Yeah.
You guys ate a whole loaf of raisin bread?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome, though.
And it was like a full season of Band of Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, great show. Really good show.
Yeah, and brothers.
Oh, yeah. Big fan of that show.
It was a good day.
That's so funny, man. Okay, Keith, what you got for us, man?
I don't know how I top that.
We went hard on College Street, man.
Disposable cameras.
That's still a thing.
Yeah, I only see that at weddings now.
Vacay. What?
They still do them at weddings? I thought it was everything people. Hashtag. Like.
No, it's I think it's like a retro thing now.
People set them on the table. Yeah. It's like, yeah, take pictures with the belt.
And for vacays too, like, because you can get waterproof ones. It's a big, like, especially if you go to islands and stuff. They're not,
that makes
you
know, sense.
They'll sell you some cheap ass.
Do you guys remember Polaroids?
Oh, I do actually. My parents had one of those, I think.
Those were always fun.
But those pictures were always so dark.
But
now looking back, I like Polaroid pictures because they look creepy just naturally. Every picture you take looks kind of creepy.
Like, you know, first scene of a horror.
Yeah, guess. Right. Yeah.
What do you do? Shit.
True.
You take a Polaroid of the people you're about to kill.
And then there's some, or you take a Polaroid, exactly. There's like some spooky in it, like right behind them, you know? Exactly. You don't pick up till later.
If you see your own picture on a Polaroid,
I'm giving myself a creep, hunting, guys. I can't keep talking to
them. Literally.
Okay.
Little red circle right around the face.
With an X over it.
Or they're all, not yet, you'll be dead.
Or they're all fuzzy. You know you have 7 days or less.
Dude, I remember that little myth.
Yeah. That's the Ring reference.
Yeah. Actually, I'm sorry, but I'm going to go back to TV channels.
Okay.
Do you guys remember the TV Guide channel?
Fuck yeah.
Yes, I do.
Man, that was so miserable.
I used to sit at Helly's house all the time.
And the thing
with
is, sometimes you would literally just sit there and watch the TV Guide channel for hours.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't have Dixon's.
Because you get like previews.
Yeah, they had their own programming going on that bullshit.
You don't know how mad really I get bad when I have to stay at a hotel that doesn't have like a legit guide.
And there are still some of those, yeah.
They should have a pamphlet.
I've stayed at
I'm talking about some shitty ones. Like
shitty roadside.
Like you're on the road. So like the rule is like you can only drive for 10 hours. Like that's it.
Okay.
So then you have to get off the road.
That's the number one indicator that you're at a complete piece of shit is if you have to watch the guide.
You're in the middle of Kansas and you just have to stop somewhere.
We can't drive any further. Otherwise you get in trouble. And you stop at some
discount in for $70 a night type of joint.
Yeah. Those are the places where you get put on a Polaroid picture. Those kind of
little
hotels.
Little hole through the wall.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. How creeped out. Stop it.
I only have one more, I feel like.
I'm cashed out. Yeah.
Griff, do you have anything over there?
I think I'm done.
Helly? Flo, you got anything?
Razor scooters.
I peaked with Budweiser.
Oh, Razor scooters. Thank you.
Griff, I would say that is a do remember, awesome. But it's not. Because it's not. 4 weeks ago, when we were at a wedding, we actually we were at JB Park getting our pictures taken, and there happened to be a skate park in there. Yeah, and there was a lot of people, kids are shredding scooters.
Not the way we did.
There was more scooters than skateboards.
No, they shred way better.
It was very weird.
Way better than we were.
Oh, 10 times better.
You never saw me.
Way more ballsy on those things.
I think that day I was like, give me some etnies. Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, give me some etnies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. How about
etnies? Vans. And
how about the Rick wanted me to bring this one up, Keith, and he thought you would remember this. The Squeeze-Its that you would drop like a pill in, and they would change colors.
Squeeze-Its.
What is it? What you drop a pill in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like medicine?
It kind of looked like
and
medicine.
And then would you drink it?
And then it would turn into like a mystery color.
Remember we talked about this? Rick's not the idea man.
Well,
wait, explain what a squeeze it is.
That was on Joe, Rick.
Explain it to me, somebody.
Griffith, a squeeze words. It?
Yeah.
It's like a Mondo, or like it's a little thing of Kool-Aid that you squeeze and drink.
But and it changed colors?
You could drop a pill in it and it would change colors.
Wow, that actually seems really so cool, though.
Literally red pill myself?
Literally, yeah.
Dude, I don't remember that.
Me neither.
But I remember Mondos.
Yes, these
Mondos
were
like sweet. Mondos.
They're like a Mondo?
Yeah, except for... And then one of their gimmicks that they had for a while with this was the magical changing pill color thing.
You know what?
Good with words.
I vaguely remember watching
that.
A TV ad with that.
Come on, a commercial's coming back
remember
to me
that.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
it
some
was
reason.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Dude, do you guys... I'm sure they still have them, but... They're not like popular anymore. Do you guys remember like getting those little figures and you drop them in water and they grow?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Those were badass. Awesome. You get like a 2 liter and yeah.
Those were cool as hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about like Stretch Armstrongs?
Shrinky Dinks. Oh, Stretch Armstrongs.
Yeah.
That was what's up. Yeah.
Have you seen what's inside?
I broke a lot of them.
Oh, Power Rangers Zord toys.
Okay. Those were cool.
Oh, very specific. Dude. Yeah.
Or the Power Rangers that you could, they had their normal head of like, the character
and
they
then
were.
They flipped. Oh.
And you can flip them out and be their helmet.
I don't know about you.
Yes,
I'm lost on this.
I had a
one.
Bunch
those
of those
were so dope, yep. dude. Yep. I remember the White Ranger.
Yep.
Flip around.
I'm out
dude,
on that one.
So dope. Yeah, I remember.
You could reveal their secret identity.
Yeah.
By flipping their head upside down.
Wow. Yeah. And then when it was morphin' time, it was time to go. And the head would flip around.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh man.
You had to take down Reed and Lord Zedd, bro.
Zedd for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so my last one is for you guys. It'll be a no-brainer, but for those outside of St. Louis, they might. I don't know if you'll get a kick out of this or not. But the last one that I can think of, or at least that I have on my list, is: do you remember? And I would like to hear some personal experiences from you guys on this one. Do you remember when Nelly ruled the music industry?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Took over not only the music industry, but kind of ruled the world for a minute.
I think that
Metro Bridge and Kings Highway today.
Oh,
and I almost Snapchatted it.
Going down, baby. listen.
Well done. Nice, guys.
Yeah, Rollercade, baby.
Oh, Rollercade.
At the Rollercade, jamming in Nelly in fourth grade.
Yep.
There was that period of like, I don't even know how long, few years.
When did he drop? When did Country Grammar drop?
I think it was 98.
Solid two to three albums. He was on top.
Yeah.
I can remember listening on my Discman.
He ruled it, man.
Dude.
He ruled everything.
I can remember going to Florida on my Discman. My older sister had a Nelly thing.
Yeah.
Country Grammar edited, obviously.
Yeah.
But, and I remember listening to that whole album, like going back. Like,
the album Country Grammar. The Country Grammar album was 2000. We were 10 years old. Keith, about 9-ish.
Just jamming to
2000
rap.
We just won the Super Bowl. Nelly dropped. St. Louis was on the
but
map.
What you don't,
baby.
But what you don't realize... Yeah, that's true. Super Bowl year, right?
We were so important back then.
But what you don't realize is not only was Country Grammar... I mean, literally destroyed
Chris
everything.
Chris Pronger was here.
Destroyed everything. But then on top of that, you had... He dropped... Then all of a sudden, we got the St. Lunatics. We got another Nelly. Then we got a Murphy Lee. Then everyone did their independent thing. Then we had another Nelly. Then by that time, Nelly was also doing... He did like... Remember when he did that song with Tim McGraw?
Oh, and over just, and over
and
again,
just
dude.
Literally killed the radio. I mean, that's like a 5-year run right there.
He branches out and does songs with
everybody.
Yeah, he did one with Florida Georgia Line.
He likes that country rap thing.
But yeah. I'm talking
country
about,
grammar, man.
But I'm talking...
There's been a continuous thing.
What I'm saying is at that point when he did that Tim McGraw, it had already been years and he was still all the way up at the top. I mean, Nelly was.
Are you telling me he's
game.
Not right now?
Because I think Tim McGraw.
Please don't answer that and make me cry.
I was going to say. I'm
beat
not.
Him in a game of basketball or something.
Oh, Nelly, I hope not.
Tim McGraw's a baller.
Oh, man. Nelly.
The dude's legit.
Nelly's
played in like a charity basketball tournament or something.
Nelly's
he's
a legit athlete though. Didn't he kill one like D1 and like something?
I know Nelly
football
he kills a softball in the like.
Oh yeah. Jock jams, dude. Or not jock jams. What was it? MTV. They played sports. Like all the celebrities played sports.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it was like Rock and Jock or something. I think it was Rock and Jock football.
The Jock Jams is a solid throwback, though. Do you remember Jock Jams?
Jock Jams was awesome.
I remember Pros vs. Joes.
That was a great show.
That was on Spike. That was good.
Rock and Jock. I think it was Rock and Jock.
Man.
I'll have to look it up really quick, but whoever remembers that, please let me know.
Yeah, let us know. Either way, too, for all you non-St. Louis people, you have to admit that for that year, that was early 2000s years. I'm going to give him 5 years right there. Like, he was just Nelly. I mean, it was Nelly. That was it. And then in St. Louis, but it was really just Nelly.
He was just God.
He was king of St. Louis. Yeah. I mean, he literally could just St. Louis.
He was king of the U.S.
Here he still kind of is. Like, here he's still he'll never die. He's royalty.
A
legend.
Oh, yeah.
They should build that dude a statue. Yeah. Yeah, he needs a statue.
Why doesn't he have a statue yet?
We would all go pay homage at least once a year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I would set flowers at his feet during every big event.
Yeah,
he's still alive, but yeah. Do it anyway.
Just to do it, man.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Nelly, we love you,
man. Be with me in my time.
We love you, Nelly.
Has he opened a school?
Yeah, it's not a preschool.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's a money making scheme. Sorry, Nelly, I didn't mean that. You do no wrong.
No, he cannot do any wrong. Seriously,
I don't know if he's giving much back, but
probably not statue material yet.
He is, dude.
It's great music. Don't get me wrong. He's not like, hey, yo, Nelly's orphanage over here.
All the rappers after him. Should build music, him a statue.
Chingy, yeah,
so Jaquan, many tough times. All those guys should be the ones building him a statue.
Anyone that's made money in Springfield.
What's that? No, nobody's like Chingy in Springfield.
That was the weirdest thing. Hey guys,
there's a $20 bottle of vodka. I want a party.
You're like 35, and weren't you popular? Like, why are you here, Chingy?
Yeah, Chingy, he's not like, well, you rapping tonight? No.
First time
just selling vodka.
Oh my God, Chingy's here.
He made a music video.
30th time. Why is Chingy still hanging around?
We know somebody that was in that music video.
That's right.
Yep.
Was he right there? Oh, see what I did there?
Okay, listen. Anybody else have any other, do you remember, is there any kind of quick hits before we do our shout outs and wrap this thing up?
Jinko jeans.
Oh no, I never had a pair, but I do remember Jinko jeans.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tim would be the guy.
Yeah, Tim would be the guy.
I mean, if they're dope.
You don't remember Jinkos?
No, not for
that. Was like when you gave up on life.
I don't remember.
Gave up on life and you started listening to Insane Clown Posse.
And you had a big old chain wallet.
Oh, with a little fireball in your back pocket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had to have the graphic on the back pocket, dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like a dragon going down your way. You said all the keywords. Yes, I remember these.
It was
yes.
like Ed Hardy before Ed
Man,
Hardy.
Those
No.
It was
Jinko was even uglier because it was like bell bottoms, but the bell bottoms started at like the knee.
Well, yes. Dude, no, you're talking about like those wide ass.
They were like goth jeans, kind of.
No.
They were like goth jeans that were went out like 3 feet around their.
They're and they had like that though.
And they had like zippers that went to nowhere and like pockets all over. Yes. Yeah, dude.
To show their rage.
Watch how many zippers I can zip.
But they would kill the DDR machine in all the malls, dude.
But they were not. They were angry while doing it. You're like they weren't happy. They weren't smiling.
No, they were beating the shit out of that dance floor.
That's right. All those bright colors and shit, they're teaching it a lesson.
Yeah.
There's no black on this game.
God damn it.
Yeah.
No gray, no black.
No goddamn me.
Dude, I count my blessings. I never had to grow up with a kid like that in my class.
Oh, we had a few, Joe.
Did you guys really?
Yeah.
Jinko kids?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys had Jinko kids? We didn't have any.
Nah.
Yeah.
Joe's about to call him out right now. No,
nobody like that. No.
Yeah, we didn't have any kids like that.
Hey, you never know, man. And we also had some DDR killers too, some legit.
We played DDR, but
not like killers though.
They're
like, dude, Chase was amazing at DDR.
Yeah. Like we played the fuck out of DDR.
Was amazing. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys go to the point where you got like the pad for your house?
Yep.
I never.
Those guys did.
My big ass isn't dancing, moving like that. There's no way.
Well, that is true.
You could improve your footwork.
That's true. It could have been a footwork drill. That's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
It's on to something.
Yeah. Could have gone somewhere.
Man, I wish I was. If only my brain worked well back then. Okay, well, listen, let's get out of here as we always do. It's only right. We ended on some shout outs. Would anyone like to start?
Sure. Shout out to Joe Helly.
Oh.
Our resident.
Ex roomie.
Yeah. Shout out to College Street as a whole.
Sounds like your gang.
We used to run that block.
I think maybe you want to shout out to Southeast Missouri just in case.
Southeast Missouri, sorry for the Four Loko days. And we'll move on.
Anybody else, Keith?
Shout out to Joe for coming on. And shout out to all first responders.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. I see. Joe, you got anything? Anybody? Anything?
Thanks for having me on. And I mean, now that first responders are in my head, how about the firefighters in California?
Yeah. Shout out to those dudes. Yeah.
For sure.
Except that dude that got the bunny rabbit.
Why risk your life?
I
don't know what.
Not worth it.
I honestly feel like that guy was kind of on drugs, though. Did you see how he was? He was like really upset. I feel like there's something wrong with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people sharing and like saying how awesome it was. It's like priorities, people.
Yeah.
That's really dumb.
Yeah. You have human life is more precious than a rabbit's life. So prioritize. So no shout out to rabbits.
Fuck rabbits. For me, guys. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Jurassic Park.
Do you mean Jurassic World?
Jurassic World.
I was gonna say the new one.
Is that the trailer just came out? Super stoked. I mean, that's like the number one thing I nerd out over.
He's really big into mythological creatures.
They built the fucking pyramids. How are they mythological?
Allegedly.
No, they never existed.
That was the worst argument, but they're not.
No, he's the Squatch correspondent.
They are not mythological. He's right about that.
I'm with you.
The building of the pyramids.
I'm with you on that one.
They never existed.
Right.
We did a conspiracy on
this. I know, the devil put them there.
I'm using another conspiracy to fight a different conspiracy.
What are you, Alex Jones?
Listen, my shout-out actually has some conspiracy in it, actually.
It's about food quality going back.
Oh, fucking 08, man. I want to shout out to Flo Helly for coming back on. It's been so long, man. We're super happy to have you back, like I said originally. But I want to shout out, number one, two things. I want to shout out to any of the Squatch hunters out there. If you're a legit hunting Squatches, man, shout out to you. That's all I can say. Number two, anyone, it's kind of a cheap shout out, but for all you guys listening out there, shout out to you guys if you know what we're talking about at all. This whole episode was us showing our age, reminiscing.
I think most will.
If you know, at least, let's say, over 50% of the shit, random shit that we just threw out of our mouths. If you know what that is,
I feel like
shout out
buy
to
buy some
if
stock.
If you feel
Google.
Me on that McDonald's honey mustard sauce, let's talk.
We should buy some stock in Google because people are going to be looking up a lot of stuff we talked about.
And here's the other thing too.
We are going to make Google finally boom.
I want to kind of add this on to the end of this too. And this will take us out on this. But if you, out of all the things that we said, if you know of a place or you know that it's still a thing and it's still around, we want to know. Hit us up, man. On Facebook, you can find us at ABCPOD. Twitter, we're at _ABCPOD. Instagram, at ABC Podcast. And of course, you can send us to the email directly. That's anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. We want to know if these things are still out there floating around, or if you're like maybe somebody in the middle of Indiana still using
a crate of sour starbursts.
Yeah, right. Just kept a bunch of starbursts. Yeah. Right. Or out of the 800 different sodas. I mean, somebody's probably got one of those sodas still.
Oh, yeah. But there's Crystal Pepsi out there.
We want to hear from you guys. So let us know, man. Also, let's see what else we got going on. Man, it's crazy. Next week we'll be halfway over with December. Christmas is right at the doorstep. That's kind of crazy. Next week we're planning to have a familiar guest on. That should be a good time. And we'll fill you in on our holiday schedule next week. Don't forget, I mentioned the Facebook or the social media pages. Hit us up. The email, anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. And also, don't forget about Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever it is, whatever you go to. Leave us a review. It helps us, know how we're doing, how to get better, and move up the ranks. Okay? So don't forget about that. Stick around. It's only going to get better moving into the new year. We appreciate you guys. Special episode 70 in the books. Thank you. This has been the Anything But Credible podcast. We'll catch you next week. Griff, take us out on a dad joke, man.
Serious question, guys. Why do chicken coops only have two doors?
I don't know why.
Yeah, why?
Because if they had four doors, they'd be chicken sedans.
I feel like I should have seen that one coming.
Should have.
I actually have that one in my repertoire. I knew it.
You didn't bust his balls for
that. Thank you. Thank you.
Bust his ass
he's
for
respecting
that.
He's respecting the material. It's mutual respect.
I was going to say.
Something like that, you got to bust
It's mutual
that.
Respect, something you would know nothing about.
Yeah. All right. I mean, a comedian never ruins another comedian.
All right. That's a world class. Yeah.